Good morning, everyone. My name is Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, the radio show providing up-to-date information on various health topics. Insights for Health is brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, celebrating 26 years since 1992. The Healthy Habit, where we help you achieve your healthy next level, one step at a time, all lifelong. Our topic today is fiber and its many health benefits. And our guest today and returning to Insights for Health is Dr. Sarah Selick. Dr. Sarah has a bachelor's degree in health science from the University of Western Ontario and a doctor of natural medicine degree from the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine. Dr. Sarah is a regular contributor to both online and print publications and is a regular guest on radio and TV. Good morning, Dr. Sarah, and welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me back.
Fiber's an interesting topic. We often think of it as just being for help to keep us moving, but it does so many more things, doesn't it? So, Dr. Sarah, can we just start by, I guess, with some pretty basic groundwork here? And what exactly is fiber?
Fiber is a complex carbohydrate, but it's not like other carbs. Fiber is broken down, fiber is actually not broken down, and it actually can't be digested by the human body. So it's the indigestible parts of plants, so when we think about vegetables, fruits, grains, legumes, and really it passes through us, it helps with bulking our stool and, of course, keeping us regular.
So we don't digest fiber?
We don't. That's correct.
So then it's not really a nutrient then?
Nope. It's something that we need. So I do consider it a nutrient when I talk to my patients about carbs and healthy fats and lean protein. I do talk to them about fiber, but it does pass through us. Totally necessary. We need it. We need it for our health. We need it to keep ourselves regular, but there are so many other benefits that come with fiber as well, and it is definitely a necessary part of a healthy diet.
So the nutrients are within the fiber, or I guess attached around the fiber as we eat the plants, fruit, vegetables, nuts, seeds, etc.
Well, they aren't broken down. So typically when we talk about nutrients, we think about things that are absorbed or broken down. So, fiber is not absorbed by the body, but it does help with slowing down digestion and regulating our bowel movements. So it does come with benefit, but it's not something that we do absorb.
So there's basically two forms of fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And can you explain what those are?
Oh, I love talking about fiber. Absolutely. Okay. So we have insoluble fiber.
Okay, insoluble.
Soluble fiber.
Soluble, yes. And insoluble.
Soluble and insoluble, and they come from plants, as I mentioned earlier. And even though they are considered carbohydrates, once again, they aren't broken down. So when we think about people who have constipation or issues with their bowels, we often look to see, are they getting the right type of fiber? So it's not just about getting fiber into your diet. You really want to make sure that you are consuming the right type of fiber. Most foods do contain both insoluble and soluble fiber, but usually certain foods are higher in one. So if we use oatmeal as an example, we think about oatmeal having that gel consistency. This is actually rich in soluble fiber, and it helps absorb water. When we compare that to insoluble fiber, that's the type of fiber that really does scrub the walls of the intestine clean. So if we think about roughage or vegetables like celery, this really is the type of fiber that really does keep our intestines clean and moving.
So that's the two different roles of the soluble is that absorption, and then the insoluble is more of that toning and scrubbing.
Great way to describe it. Also, with soluble, I often say, think about the soaking up of toxins and cholesterol,
right.
Whereas with insoluble fiber, it really works to scrub hardened fecal material that may be stuck to the walls of the colon.
Yeah, you know, I've heard where folks have done a cleanse or they've I guess, encourage their bowels to move and really loosen up. And then they see things that come out. Like, I remember one gentleman saying, there was a piece of gum came out. I haven't chewed gum for 10 years, you know. I mean, that's kind of interesting to me.
My goodness. I've never heard that before.
I know. It's just like, I guess things get stuck, you know.
So people will. They'll see all sorts of interesting pieces that come out, particularly when they're doing a cleanse. And often with a cleanse, people will forget just how important fiber is. So that's part of any cleanse program that I give a patient. I always make sure that they're taking a fiber supplement in addition to the cleansing herbs, because fiber has a very different role and a very important role in helping remove those toxins from the body.
So how does it improve our health?
Oh, so many different benefits that come with fiber. Soluble fiber in particular really does help with controlling blood glucose and sugar, and also with reducing cholesterol. So soluble fiber is something that I often talk a lot about, because again, it slows the digestion of foods and really reduces those sudden spikes in our blood sugars. Many people will use fiber as well for healthy weight loss, to help with stabilizing their appetite, reducing some of those food cravings. And then, of course, the digestive benefits are there. And we know that many diseases start in the gut.
Yeah.
So without fiber, it really is challenging to achieve optimal health, because it plays such a big role in gut health.
And I'd really like to come back to those a little bit later as to the very specific ailments and conditions that it can help. But a few other basic questions, I guess, is how much fiber should we have every day?
It varies on the individual. So, of course, children don't need as much as adults. But for most adults, usually we want between 25, 30, and 40 grams of fiber per day. In terms of what the average Canadian is getting, they're usually getting between 10 and 15. So most Canadians do fall short. Yes, very low. And that's just looking at the typical diet when we think about what people are eating, maybe on the go, drive through in the morning, grabbing lunch on the go, and sometimes dinner will tend to have a little bit more fiber. But unfortunately, people just don't be seeing, they just don't seem to be hitting that adequate amount, and most people do fall short.
So what happens if we don't get enough fiber? What are some of the, I guess, the harm? What's the harm in that?
Well, I tell my patients to listen to their body. So if they're not getting enough fiber, all sorts of things can start to present. Constipation, very common. Also, though, gas and bloating, even diarrhea sometimes. The digestive system will just somehow try to communicate that it needs better care and attention. And often people will also get abdominal cramping or abdominal pain. It can affect their weight. They may find that they're eating more. They have a lot of sugar cravings. Cholesterol might go up. So if somebody's not getting enough fiber, there's a long list of ways that can impact them.
How many bowel movements should a person have in a day?
Oh, great question. Some will say three. I'm happy if my patients say they're having one bowel movement a day. But again, it's not just about frequency. We really want to pay attention to other characteristics as well. So consistency. Is there undigested food in the stool? Is it well formed? Is it easy to pass? So I'm always asking my patients not just about frequency, but also some of those other key points to pay attention to that can really give us a lot of information about our stool and our digestive health.
How about vegans and vegetarians? Is it possible for them not to get enough fiber?
Yes, I was a vegetarian myself since the age of 9 years old. So I'm not a vegetarian anymore, but I was a vegetarian for many years. And really what that meant for me was that I wasn't eating meat, but I wasn't getting enough fiber. So my diet was a lot of French fries and white rice and processed and packaged foods. But I wasn't eating meat, so I did consider myself a vegetarian. So being a vegetarian, you want to, of course, pay attention to your fiber intake, lots of fruits and vegetables and legumes, and those healthier grains. But absolutely, it's very possible to be vegan or vegetarian and not meet those fiber requirements. So we when we talk about the need for fiber, it really does apply to everybody, no matter what type of diet they are following.
Yeah, and a proactive approach to it. Another thing too, Doctor, is it possible for any of us to have regular bowel movements and still not have enough fiber?
Anything's possible. So I'd say I have seen that before, where somebody is not living a very healthy lifestyle and definitely not getting enough fiber, but they say, I'm still fine, or I'm still having regular bowel movements. But I'm not encouraging that. Of course, we know that there's a need for fiber. And sometimes there are other symptoms that may present. So it's not just about having regular bowel movements. Maybe, you know, a person's blood sugars will be affected, or they may have other signs and symptoms. So it is possible, but I would say we want to really pay attention to our fiber intake. I can't stress it enough. We talk a lot now too about the microbiome and healthy bacteria in the gut, and we know that fiber is the food and the fuel for that healthy bacteria.
Yeah.
So there's so many benefits that come with it.
Yeah, I just, I guess where I was going with that is I just don't want to fool myself into thinking, okay, I have a regular bowel movement daily, maybe twice daily, but only because of that, I would think I was getting enough fiber.
A good way to do it is to do the calculation.
Yeah.
So what I do for patients is I prepare a healthy gut cheat sheet. I have them print it off and put it on their fridge. I can send it to you. Maybe you could put it on your website.
Sure.
Give it to the listeners. But if they put that on their fridge, it really does show them an easy way to calculate how much fiber they're getting per day. And most people are really surprised when they say, you know, I thought I was getting enough because I have healthy and regular bowel movements, but I'm only getting 17 grams of fiber a day.
Yeah.
So it's a good little exercise to do if you're unsure of how much fiber you're getting per day, just to make sure that you are meeting those requirements.
Yeah, for sure. Doctor, we're going to take a quick break for a commercial. And then when we come back, I really want to talk about cholesterol, diabetes, cardiovascular disease. And there's about 8 things on my list here. Maybe we can get through them all. But just the benefits of what fiber does to each one of those. So I've been talking with Dr. Sarah Selleck, Doctor of Naturopathic Medicine, and we'll return right after the break.